as you were settling in, would you prepare your hearts for prayer? All those places that feel cold and closed and worried and shamed and all those other things that keep us from God, would you just open them so that we may be one in this place? Gracious and Almighty God, how we praise you, how we thank you, how we bow before you because you are so great. Oh my goodness, we woke up this morning and heard the birds chirping outside and we knew that they were yours. We looked in the depth of the sky and we saw all nature and all the galaxies and we know that they are yours. And then we came here to this place and saw each other. And we know that we are yours. There is nothing that can separate you from us. In the most wonderful of times and in the most frightening. So God, we just claim that this morning as we come here to this special, special place to worship you together. Our being here is not about us. Our being here is about you and the fact that you are so great. God, you know our hearts this morning as we worship. You know that we don't come empty. We come full of joy at the wonder of life, but we also come full of concerns and worries. High on our list, because we have just heard the news, is the health of God. We pray that you would be with her as she begins this journey of cancer treatment and surgeries and not sure what else might be in store. But you know our prayers. We pray that you would simply hold her and her family very, very closely. That you would bring them through this to the other side of health and wholeness. And we pray also, Lord, that you would prepare us to walk with her and with them, knowing that you indeed are in control, walking without fear. You know, we pray for we thank you for the fact that her surgeries are completed. And now we pray for continued health and rehabilitation and recovery. And again, wholeness of body and spirit. We thank you that she is back with us. We thank you that you are with her and have been with her and are giving her the strength that she needs. And that you're giving her the continued love and care that she holds for her beautiful daughter. Pray for as he continues to recover. We will not be content until we can see him back. And God, you know there are so many, many more concerns that are in our hearts right now. Some of them known to us, some of them unknown. But you are the God who is in control. And so we give it to you. And along with individual people who we love, we give you this world that is so divided and so war-ridden and so frightening, but is indeed not any of those because it is your world and you are in control. And you have told us that the way to freedom, that the way to fullness, that the way to wholeness, that the way to peace is always love. So show us how. My goodness, show us how. Now as we continue to worship you in this place, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds, that we might indeed know you a little bit better when we leave here than we did when we came. We thank you. We love you. And we do pray this prayer in the name of the one who taught us so very long ago, the prayer of Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,